Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Today we're going to be discussing the power of nature, and I absolutely love what E.E. Cummings had to say about it. I thank you, God, for this most amazing day, for the leaping greenly of trees, and for the blue dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. What's up, moneymakers? This is Mahara Tucker on a Tuesday morning, and you're on the Think and Grow Rich call. Our super talented and wise host, Mr. Paul Hutchings, will be with us shortly, but for now, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Mahara. Larry and Wendy, McKinney, Texas.
Good morning, Larry. Always early, always present. Good morning, Wendy. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning, Mahara. Alex from Paris.
Hey, Alex. Good morning. You guys are starting to mute out the background noise.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Oliver.
I'm off from Georgia.
Hey, Oliver, in Miami, was that Lamar in Georgia?
Yes.
Hey, Oliver. Hey, Lamar.
Good morning. Good morning, people.
And Alex, good morning.
Morning, my hair.
Good morning, my hair. It's Amy in Las Vegas.
Good morning, Amy. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. Emmanuel from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Emmanuel. Welcome.
Thank you. Morning. How are you today?
Good morning, it's Mark in Baltimore.
Hey, Mark, good to have you with us this morning. Who's that laughing?
Good morning, Mahara. It's Chanel in Colorado.
Hi, lovely Chanel. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Bruce in Dallas.
Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mahara, Super Duper Stan in Tyrone in North Carolina.
Hey, Super Duper Stan. Hey, Tyrone. We're glad you're here.
Good morning, everybody.
Glad to be here.
Amen.
Hey, Tyrone.
Amen.
Sacramento Sheila, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Sacramento Sheila. Welcome to the Think and Grow Rich call.
Good morning, Evan Forsby from Utah.
Hey, Evan. How are you?
So good.
Glad you're with us.
Hey, Mahara, it's Tracy from California.
Hey, Tracy. Good morning to you.
Hi, Mahara, Jennifer from Bermuda.
Hey, good morning from Bermuda. Is that Jennifer?
Good morning.
Yes,
uh-huh. It's the Rad Santiago home from Mesa, Arizona.
Hello in Mesa, Arizona. Good morning and welcome.
Happy
good
Jersey
morning, this
Tuesday.
Is Robert in
Lori,
New Jersey.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Kathy Early. Welcome, my friends.
Good morning.
It's actually Lori and Wenatchee.
Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Mark. From
who is that stepping out?
Mark from Trinidad. Good morning.
Good morning in Trinidad.
Good morning, Hello, in Arizona, calling in from Virginia Beach.
Good morning in Virginia Beach.
Kathy in Idaho.
Hey, Kathy, welcome.
Steve Scoresby from Utah.
Hey, good morning. We're so
morning.
Glad you're here.
Good morning, Goldie from snowy Boston.
Hey, good morning in Boston. I hope you guys are staying warm.
Beautiful. We live in an abundant world.
Yes, we do.
Good morning,
all my friends, I have a feeling about today's call. Tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Hey, good morning, Mahara. It's Karen Elizabeth from Snowy, Milford, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Karen Elizabeth. Keep your toes warm, sister.
I'm on my treadmill.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Lisa Scott, also from Snowy, Southeast New Jersey.
Oh, Lisa Scott, I can see you with your little cap down over your ears. I hope you're having a great day.
I am.
Okay, guys, buckle up. I have a feeling about today's call.
Good morning, Mahara. Larry Coates from a very snowy Boston.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Mahara. LaTanya Hawkins.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is terrific. Tuesday, January 27, 2015. Another great day to be alive. This is Paul Hutchings dialing in from my home office in Idaho. I made it back here to Idaho last night, flew in, got to sleep in my own bed, got a great night's sleep, excited to be home and also excited to be back to work and moving on with the vision, excited that you're on the line this morning, excited that I'm here, grateful to be alive, grateful that we're going to be learning some cool things today that can help us fill our minds with the advancing thought and the spirit of moving forward in life, which is why we're here. You know, we come to this call every day to develop our mindset, to build our faith, to understand on deeper levels the principles and the laws of success. We've got hundreds of people that dial into this call on a daily basis from various locations throughout the world. It's a family. We support each other. It's a home base. We're in many different businesses. We've got home business entrepreneurs and different companies who come on this call, leaders in different companies. We've got people on this call who dial in who aren't even in the home business profession. You know, they're in traditional businesses, you know, running multi-million dollar real estate enterprises. Those are the types of people that dial into this call, and it's fascinating, isn't it? We've got just all these different people from different walks of life who come together and unify on a daily basis behind a set of principles, behind a set of values. And what kind of values and principles do we unify behind? Well, we unify behind freedom, number one. We believe that people can and should be free if that's something they desire, and I don't know that I've run into anyone who didn't really desire freedom. So we believe in freedom. We believe that freedom is worth fighting for, and in getting that freedom, we believe in pipeline money, right? Setting up this pipeline of income that goes from the marketplace to your bank account so that you can have your money and have your time too. That's partly how I define freedom. So we believe in that. We believe in the laws of success as laid down for us by Dr. Napoleon Hill. We believe in knowing what it is that we want. We believe in being clear. We believe in having a definite major purpose. We believe in standing and fighting for that definite major purpose for months and years and decades sometimes to bring it into reality, right? I shared a story yesterday of Manuel Quezon, the commissioner of the Philippine Islands, who was being coached by Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill helped him set up an auto-suggestion statement, a definite major purpose that he could repeat to himself every day. And I'll never cease to be fascinated by the fact that 26 years later, he'd been repeating this vision to himself again and again and again and again. 26 years later, that vision was brought into reality, right? 26 years! The Philippine Islands won their freedom, and he became the first president of the free nation. So we believe in having a vision. We believe in having a dream. We believe in standing by it and speaking it. We believe in taking action and moving forward on it, continuing for as long as it takes. We believe in getting rid of excuses, right? Latter part of Think and Grow Rich, we've learned about how excuses cannot get us to where we want to be. One of the quotes I heard from my mentor this last weekend is he said this, and I wrote this down because it was striking to me. He said, excuses and results never exist in a person at the same time. excuses and results never exist in a person at the same time. So we believe we don't believe in excuses. That's another commonality of the people on this call. We don't believe in excuses. We believe in moving forward, taking action, trying, failing, learning, tweaking, getting up, trying different things, right? Moving forward forever for as long as it takes to get what we want to get in life. And those are some of the things that we unify behind, right? We unify behind the laws of success. We unify behind making decisions. We unify behind all of the stuff that Dr. Napoleon Hill discovered in his 25 year to life, actually, because he never stopped studying his entire life. He developed this science of personal achievement. And we're committed to being practitioners of that, studying it, applying it, and moving forward in life and having an impact on the world. I was talking to JP and Amy, two of our Thinking Gourge family members, right? They took me to the airport yesterday, and we had breakfast, and we were talking about, you know, just different ideas and masterminding about, you know, the dent that this call and you as a community and we as a family have already made in the world, right? We've already made a huge difference. Dead. We've already touched a lot of lives. We've already contributed to a lot of people winning their freedom. But you know what? We're young. There's so much life left. The world is so big. How big can the ripple effect go? I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling that you and I and us are maybe destined to have a huge impact on the world. And it's kind of cool just to think about what can be achieved, what can be accomplished. One of the things that I want to do is I want to eventually get to a point where myself and we as a community and the people that I'm working with are freeing 100 people a year. I believe that maybe that's part of the ripple effect that we could get to somehow, some way, someday, right? Many of us are working for freedom in our various businesses. Well, unifying together behind a common vision, speaking the vision continually, teaching people how to do it, right? How do you do it? How do you achieve success? Well, it makes sense to me that we learn, study, and follow the laws of success. Wouldn't that be a good way to teach people and spread out into the world and empower eventually 100 people a year to step into their freedom? Seems like a pretty good plan to me, and it seems like if we have a vision and we keep speaking it and we unify behind it, we can eventually achieve it. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling on here this morning. Bottom line, my friends, I'm excited to be aligned in an alliance with a group of freedom fighters like you. And I want to know, does that excite you? Does being free, does empowering other people to be free, developing pipeline money in your life and teaching others how to develop it in their lives so that they can do the things they want to do in life, so that they don't have to be bound down to jobs that they don't find fulfilling, so that they don't have to be bound down to communication and environments that puts them down and tells them they're less than and instead of types of communication that says, you know what, you can be more, you can be bigger, you've got greatness within you, right? This is part of the mission that we're all involved in, I think. It's like a mission where, you know, there's so many people out there in the world looking at people and saying, you know what, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You know, you can only go this high and no higher. You don't have what it takes. There's all this talk out there in the world that look at people and say, oh, you know, they can't do things for themselves. You know, they're not good enough. They don't have power within. And the mission that we're on, it seems to me, the mission that we're on, the crusade that we're fighting right now is entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs and home business entrepreneurs and freedom fighters is we're like the other side of that, where we have the audacity to believe in people. We have the audacity to look at a human being and say, you know what? You can do great things. You know what? You can learn. You know what? You can grow. You know what? You can cultivate a vision, a dream. You can build a fire of desire in your heart. You know what? You can learn the laws of success. And you absolutely can go forth and do great things in life. And hey, I'm telling you, that's a little bit of a different message, isn't it? And the messages that we see on TV and on the news and in the various social circles that we sometimes walk into out into the world, that's a little bit of a different message, but you know what? No matter which way I turn it, no matter which way I look at it, no matter which angle I twist it and look at it from, I can't get away from the fact that to me, that message feels good. It feels right. It feels authentic to believe in people, to believe that people can do things for themselves, to believe that people can overcome no matter what they've been through, to believe that people can rise up no matter how many failures they've had or how many setbacks they've faced, no matter how many businesses they've tried that didn't work. I went through 14 businesses, 14 companies before I started to have a little bit of success in the home business profession. What if someone would have looked at me and said, you know what, Paul, gosh, 14 tries, man. Maybe you just don't have what it takes, brother. Maybe you just don't have what it takes. That would have been a tragedy, I think, for someone to not believe in me, right? And maybe it's a tragedy for us not to believe in other people when we look around and see them trying and trying to put things together and it's not quite working. And but you know what? They're still showing up. They're still moving forward. We got to believe in people, I think. Because you know what? If you don't believe in people, it's almost like there's, you know, one of my friends said, you know, it's like there's no hope for humanity when we don't believe in people. So, my friends, let's believe in each other. Let's believe in ourselves. Let's know that people, human beings, have something special inside of them that when cultivated and encouraged can come out into something so magnificent that maybe none of us can even really imagine. That's part of the crusade we're on, right? That's part of a crusade we're on, and that's something to get excited about, isn't it? So, guys, if you're fired up, if you're pumped up to learn some things and we move forward in a positive way today, I want to hear you screaming in the line. If you can scream for freedom, if you can scream for belief in yourself and belief in other people, if you can get behind that message that people are powerful, that people C-A-N, that people can versus the other side of the, you know, the conversation that people can. If you can get behind a message that says people can, and you can be involved in a movement that believes people can and is actually doing something about it, doing the best we can to teach people and deliver the ideas and resources that can empower them to go forth and do what they're meant to do in life. If that excites you, I'm here screaming in the line, my friends, as I unmute the lines on this terrific Tuesday morning right now. Now that is what I'm talking about. You guys feel that energy that just came through the line in support of those ideas and those feelings that were expressed. That seems to me proof positive of what we're talking about, that we all have the ability to do something great. And I thank you for being here this morning and reinforcing my belief in that, because we do need to be reinforced. We do need to be reminded. You know, that's one of the reasons that I go to events. That's one of the reasons that we're all encouraged to go to events, especially within whatever company we're working in network marketing. It's because we need to build the belief. We need to remind ourselves of why we're doing what we're doing. We need to be reminded of the vision from our leaders of where we're headed. We need to, you know, we need to believe in people. And I'll tell you, going to events, it helps me believe in people. It helps me reignite those fires inside my soul. I want to share just quickly one of the breakthroughs that I had over this last weekend, because it's applicable. A lot of people on this call are in the home business profession. One of the breakthroughs that I had this last weekend that I want to share with everyone, and I got it from my mentor, my leader, right? Because I'm there just like everyone else, learning, looking at people who are having bigger results and modeling and you know, trying to figure out what can I do in my business that can help me help more people. And one of the breakthroughs that I had while I was at this last event is a shift in attitude, a shift in how I'm going to deal with people and how I'm going to be running my business from this point moving forward. And it's a good shift, I believe, and I want to share it with people, because I think there's probably people on the line that maybe might want to consider having a similar shift. One of the attitudes that I've had in my business for the longest time And it's not a bad attitude. It's an attitude that I think a lot of us have. And it's because we love people and we have compassion for people. You know, we have this tendency to, you know, tell people what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. And we do it because we love and we want to be kind, and we do it because we want to be empathetic, right? We want to kind of reach out to people and be like, hey, you know, I understand, and it's okay, right? That's kind of the attitude that we want to have. I understand that you might have a difficult time, you know, getting to the event, and hey, I identify with that, and it's cool. I love you. It's okay. You know, that's the attitude that I've had for a long time, and I'm not going to abandon that fully, right? I think it's good to have empathy. It's good to love people. It's good to be kind. All of that stuff is important. However, one of the realizations I had at this event that I was at, and it came from my mentor, right? That's why I go, to have breakthroughs. That's why we all go, to have breakthroughs, to learn, to grow, to understand how to empower people more, right, so they can achieve the results that they want to achieve in their lives. One of the things that I learned at this last event, and I don't know why, I've been in the home business profession for 9 years, but for whatever reason, this really sunk into me. He was like, my mentor was like, do you guys understand that never, ever, ever in the history of home business have teams been built without events? He says, never. It's never happened. It's not possible. Never have you been able to build a team without utilizing events. Now, you can make money without events, right? You can make money without going to events. You can make probably pretty decent income without going to events, depending upon what you're doing. But he says, never have you been able to build a team and keep a team around. And why do you want to build a team? Well, obviously, we're not in this just for us. We're in this to empower other people to be free, and that's why you want to build a team, right? You want to build a team. You want to see duplication. You want to see others succeeding. He says it's never happened in network marketing without events. And he continues on, and he explains that this is why he is so hard, apparently, right? People look at him sometimes, and they're like, you're so hard on this, you got to get to the event stuff. And he's like, it's because I know that you're never going to build a team or keep a team around. You never, ever will without getting to the events and utilizing the events. And a lot of people, maybe most, won't ever make any money without getting to events because it's, you know, the events are part of how we grow and develop and have breakthroughs and learn how to get better. So one of the things that he said, this was like my major breakthrough that I want to pass on to you guys, because there might be someone on the call who maybe needs this right now, as I did. He said, because he's talking about this thing of being nice, right? And one of the things that he said over the weekend that was very interesting to me is he said, my goal is either to get you to quit or get you to do it. And I was like, really? Like, you're really trying to get people to quit? And he went on to explain, and he's like, if someone's not going to do it, but they just, like, hang around and, you know, come to the events and, you know, show up on the calls, but they're not really going to do it. He's like, to me, that's kind of an awful way to live, because you're around people that are moving forward and you're just, like, you know, saying you're going to, thinking about it, and then changing your mind about it and thinking about it and changing your mind about it. And he's like, that's awful. He's like, I'd rather they quit and go do something that they're going to do than continue to torture themselves. And I was like, oh, my God. He's like, really? Like, you really want people to quit? And he's like, yeah. He's like, my goal is to either get you to quit and go do something that you're going to do, that you're going to be happy at, that you're going to want to do, or my goal is to get you to do it, to decide to do it. And if you're going to do it, then obviously events are a huge part of it. You're going to be here at the events. You're going to do it. And here's the thing that he said, because, like, going back to this compassion thing and being nice and, you know, being so empathetic, and all those are great qualities. Right? I'm definitely not saying they're not great qualities. But here's the line that he shared with me that was a major breakthrough for me, and hopefully it'll be a breakthrough for other people on the line. He said this. He looks out into the audience, and he kind of glances around, and for a moment I have a feeling he's looking straight into my eyes. You know, that feeling when you're listening to someone that you love, someone that you look up to, share advice and counsel. Maybe you have like a grandfather, or, you know, mom or dad, someone you love very much. You ever had that experience where it's like there's this pause and they're looking into your eyes and you're just like waiting for them to say something profound, and then they do. And here's what he said. He said, "It's not nice to keep people broke because you're not willing to have courage." Let me repeat that. He said, "It's not nice to keep people broke because you're not willing to have courage." When he said that, I realized that part of my niceness, and again, I'm not saying being rude to people, not saying, you know, but let me give you an example of some of the things that he's talking about. For the longest time, I've heard my mentor say, "If you do not go to the event, I will not work with you." And to me, when I've heard that in the past, in a sense, to me, that's been like, well, that's, you know, not the nicest thing to do, right? People join, and we should help them make money, right? And some people, maybe they just can't go to the events. And I've heard him say for the longest time that if you do not show up to the event, I will not work with you. You can come to the group calls, you can come to the group hangouts, you can come to, you know, the group stuff, but personally, don't expect to be able to reach out to me, ask me questions, get personal help from me if you are not willing to come to the events. And when I've heard him and other leaders say this in the past, I've been like, that's a little bit harsh, you know, that's not nice. But when he looked into my eyes and he said, "It's not nice to keep people broke because you're not willing to have courage," something inside of me shifted, because I realized what he realized. And that is this: if you're going to have success in home business and network marketing, if you're going to have success in building a large team and keeping a team around and empowering them to go out and build a team, if you're going to do it in network marketing, I mean, if you're really going to do it, then events are not optional. They must be a part of the equation. And a lot of people will disagree with that, all this and that. And the fact is, you got to look at history. If you study the industry of network marketing and just look at the history, like my mentor has, never have you been able to build a team ever in the history of network marketing without events. And so for a leader to look at a follower or an aspiring leader and say, "It's okay, let me put my hand on your shoulder, let me give you a hug, it's okay, I understand you can't make it to the event, I understand, it's okay, I love you anyway, and hey, you know what, go ahead and ask me all the questions you want to ask, I'm gonna help you anyway." That's literally like we're keeping people broke, because we're trying to empower them in a way that is just not going to help them win. Now, if they want to do something else, right, just like my mentor said, if you want to do something else, if this is not for you, then for heaven's sakes, go do it. But let's not empower people's delusions that they're going to be able to win, right, that they're going to be able to win without following the system and the program. Because that's like perpetuating a delusion, right? It's not empowering. So that little shift for me was a big one. It's not nice to keep people broke because we're not willing to have courage. For me, I've realized that I've got to have courage with the people that I'm working with. And how do you have courage? Well, I heard another millionaire mentor, and I mentioned this a few moments ago on the call, but I heard another millionaire mentor, a guy who's made literally millions of dollars. One of the things that has always stuck out to me that he said is he said, "You need to tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear." We need to tell people what they need to hear and not what they want to hear. Powerful information, isn't it, my friends? Powerful information. For me, it is. hopefully ensuring some of these things. There's been some people on the line that maybe have had had some insights, had some breakthroughs, and can go ahead and use some of this information to become better leaders. Because you know what? That's really what we're doing. We want to become better leaders, leaders of ourselves, and also leaders of other people. And just remember, it's not nice to keep people broke because we're not willing to have courage and we're not willing to tell people what they need to hear versus what they want to hear and what seems like the nice thing to say. So that was the biggest breakthrough for me. Wanted to share that. So with that, guys, we do have a couple of minutes here before the 30-minute mark, and I do want to get through this book here. We've got like three chapters left in this Promote Yourself. And then I think we're going to get back into some Napoleon Hill stuff, maybe the law of success, the meat, right? I'm really excited to get back into Napoleon Hill stuff. But today, let's jump through this chapter real quick. Chapter 7, to transmute competition, Wallace Waddles in Promote Yourself. He writes, "Wherein," and this is a quote from the Bible, "whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. The kingdom of God is in nature like the leaven in the meal. In all and through all, it includes nature, for God is the cause of nature. And when nature is perfectly natural, there is the kingdom of God in all its fullness. If God be the mind of nature, then there can be no more perfect expression of God than in the naturalness of nature. The kingdom of God includes all life, for God is the life itself. And when life is lived in a perfectly natural way, there is the kingdom of God in all its fullness, for there can be no more perfect expression of God than the living of life in a natural way. And this brings us to the question, how may life be lived in the natural way? The living of life consists in continually advancing into more life. Drop a seed in the center of a field, the life in the seed at once becomes active. It ceases to merely exist and begins to live. Soon it produces a plant and a seed head in which there are 30, 60, or 100 seeds, each containing as much life as the first seed contained. These fall into the ground and in their turn begin to live, and in time there are a million seeds in the field, each containing as much life as the first seed contained. The life of the first seed, by the mere act of living, has increased a millionfold. The living of life consists in continuously increasing life. There is no other way to live. This necessity of life for increase is the cause of what we know as evolution. There is no such thing as evolution in the mineral world. Minerals do not advance or progress. Lead does not evolve into tin, tin into iron, iron into silver, silver into gold, and so on. Evolution is found only in the organic forms of life and is caused by the natural necessity of life to find fuller and fuller expression. Life on this earth began, no doubt, in a single cell, but a single cell could not give sufficient expression to life, and so it formed a double-celled organism, then organisms of many cells, then vertebrates, then mammals, and finally man. All this because of the inherent necessity of life to advance further into more complete expression. And evolution did not cease with the formation of man. Physical evolution ceased, and mental and spiritual evolution began. Man from the beginning has been developing more ability to live. Each generation is capable of living more than the preceding generation. The race is continually advancing into more life, and so we see that the living of life means to live more. The action of consciousness continually expands consciousness. The primal necessity of mind is to know more and feel more and enjoy more. And this necessity of mind is the cause of social evolution and of all progress. As we take conscious life, as we must, to be the highest expression of God or of the mind of nature, then the purpose of all things must be to further the development of conscious life. And if man is the highest form of conscious life, and he is, then the purpose of all things must be to further the development of man. And if the development of man consists in the increase of his capacity for life, then the purpose of all things in nature must be to further the continuous advancement of man into more and more of life. Life finds expression by the use of things. The measure of a man's life is not the things he possesses, but the number of things he is able to use rightly. And to have fullness of life is to have all the things we are capable of using rightly. The purpose of the mind of nature being the continuous advancement of man into more life, it must also be the intention of that mind that every man shall have the unrestricted use of all the things that he is capable of using and enjoying rightly, or that, quote, his own shall come to him, close quote. The purpose of God is that all should have life and have it more abundantly. God is the mind of nature, and God is in all and through all. Therefore, the mind or intelligence of God is in all and through all, like the leaven in the meal. The desire for advancement is a fundamental fact in the action of mind. Therefore, the desire for advancement is in all and through all. All things desire the advancement of every man. If a man desires any good thing in order to live his life more fully, that thing desires him also. The mind of things responds to the mind of man when man desires advancement. All things work together for good to those who desire only advancement. The greatest of all facts is to us the fact that there is a mind in nature which desires us to have all the things we are capable of using and willing to use in the direction of a fuller life. And that this mind is in the things themselves, tending to bring them toward us. And that if we take the right course, recognizing this mind and working with it, all things must come to us. But this mind is the mind of the whole, not of a part. And if we lose sight of the whole and enter into competition with our fellows for a part, we lose all. For competition of a part is virtually a denial and rejection of the whole. He who recognizes and accepts the whole cannot compete for a part. It is the idea of competition for a limited supply which prevents us from seeing and accepting the abundance which is ours. We still keep up the foolish struggle of Caesar's kingdom because we cannot see the kingdom of God, which is all around us and within us. Quote, if my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, close quote, said Jesus. We do not get fully out of the ideas of the kingdoms of this world. We still do more or less fighting. But how are we to avoid competition when the whole business world is proceeding on the method of competing for a limited supply? How can we get work without competing for jobs? Can we succeed in a competitive world without competing? Shall we withdraw from the world and form communistic societies? Certainly not. To try that is to fail. A communistic society is a body of people who do not compete with each other, but who do compete with everybody else. No community can be complete unto itself without greatly limiting its members in the means of life. And to do this is to defeat the end aimed at. And if it is not complete in itself, satisfying all its wants, it must compete with the outside world for what is lacking, and this is what we seek to avoid. No separation of a part from the whole in any way will solve the problem. The community scheme is inconvenient, unnatural, and impracticable. Shall we establish socialism in the cooperative commonwealth? We cannot do it, because socialism in the cooperative commonwealth can never be established. It must establish itself, and it may take a long time yet to do so. We cannot do away with competition by legislative enactment of any kind so long as the majority of men believe in the limited supply. So we must keep right on in business under the present system and yet cease to compete. Can we do it? Yes. But how? And that's how he closes chapter 7. So I'm going to make one comment, and then we'll open up the mastermind lines. I think it's a great thought, right? I think it's a great thought to imagine that there is an intelligence in all things around us. And, you know, if you're of a Christian background and in the Christian church, you know that I have a background in, they talk about spirit, right? How spirit is in all and through all and ever-present, right? The spirit is everywhere. If you're, you know, from a Napoleon Hill background, infinite intelligence, right? Napoleon Hill talks about infinite intelligence being everywhere. He talks about how there's an intelligence that is in everything, right? Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich, talks about the formless substance. I think it's a useful idea, you know, to imagine that this might be true, to imagine that there's an intelligence all around us. And furthermore, as Wallace points out in this particular chapter, that when we are of an advancing mind, when we have a vision of a better future, when we have a vision of earning more income, when we have a vision of helping more people, when we have a vision of advancement, it seems to me to be a very useful idea to imagine that all things begin to conspire for our good. Isn't that a powerful idea? To imagine that all intelligence around us conspires to bring into reality the people, the circumstances, the events that will assist the advancing man and the advancing woman into bringing advancement to the world seems to me to be a very powerful idea. So that's one thing that stuck out to me that I think I'm going to utilize moving forward. Excited to hear your thoughts, my friends, as we talk about together what's been discussed on the call thus far. Keep in mind this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless leaders are a part of our community, and brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. One moment, I'm going to unmute the line. Star 6, who's first? Come on out. Oh, shoot. You know what? I totally forgot the self-confidence formula. Someone just texted me. Apologize. We'll do that tomorrow. I blew that.
Hey, Star Charlie,
six,
Mom.
Hey, who's that?
Hey, it's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I just really don't like to leave that, so let me just start with that, okay? The major definite purpose and the self-confidence formula. Can we do that?
Sure.
I'd love to. My major definite purpose, by the first day of December 2014, I will have in my possession $150,000 in which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. I like to put the figures in there. I think it gives man more imagination. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of everything I'm doing toward that goal. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It's now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting and creating a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I'm following that plan as it is received. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I herein now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, repeat it aloud twice daily with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a more self-reliant, more successful, and confident person. Oh, divine providence, I ask not for more riches but for more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my mind to whatever end I desire. God bless you all.
Awesome. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate that.
Oh, Anthony, from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Anthony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Man, I love this chapter, and I love how you actually came out, Paul, because, you know, oftentimes I know for myself and dealing with people in general, sometimes our own limiting beliefs can be actually stumbling blocks for other people, you know. We want to be nice, you know, just on the count of, you know, looking at another person and sympathizing with them as opposed to, you know, like you said, telling them exactly what they need to hear, you know. And then, you know, even at times being tough, because love is not always, you know, nice and kind. Love sometimes is very hard and stern, you know, and sometimes we have to use that. So you have to sometimes take the good with the bad, but it all really all depends on, you know, getting to know, you know, the people that you're actually around and, you know, your team that you have with you, you know, sometimes that we can use those things that we need to move somebody else forward. Another thing that jumped out to me as far as with the reading of the chapter is that, you know, we can argue about many things, you know, in religion and politics and anything really that we come across. But one thing we cannot argue about, if we're actually very serious with ourselves and actually in a state of observation, that everything in nature is towards growth. You know, we can't argue about that. Any person that has, you know, watch nature or watch anything in their environment will see this is true, period, hands down, that nature is towards growth. And so when we look at, you know, ourselves as individuals and when we want to actually move forward in our lives, we have to look at nature and emulate nature, you know, as opposed to growth and where we need to be as people. Because of the fact that, you know, if we're not emulating nature, therefore we're stagnant. We know what happened to things that are stagnant. Things that are stagnant die off. And something better takes its place. So when we're actually trying to emulate nature and you know, all these principles that we're going over, you know, it's a thing that we need to get with inside of ourselves to emulate and, you know, and become strong with inside of ourselves so that we can take these principles and apply them to our lives, you know, which is, you know, which is important, you know, for all of us on the call. So, I mean, those are some of the things that actually jumped out to me. I just wanted to cover those right there. But I turn it back over to you, Paul. Everybody have a blessed day. Back to you, Paul.
Good stuff, Anthony. Advancing man you are. Appreciate that. Start Karen
Elizabeth.
Next. Come on out. Hey, Karen
Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh,
good
yeah.
morning, Paul. Good morning from beautiful northeast Pennsylvania where we just kind of missed the snow. We got some, but not so bad as the real Northeast, which I just, anybody on the phone who is in the real Northeast with a lot of snow, I just bless you. I bless your back when you're snowing. Just stay warm and stay safe. We are here for you. We know that you're in this situation. So I just bless your life right now because it's a little bit tough up there. So anyway, but what the word that kept coming up for me, Paul, was insight. Insight is a word that your leader who was speaking had, and at the moment that he was speaking, he used his insight as that word, courage, welled up in him. And it was something that he was speaking forward, something that he was establishing within himself, something that he saw that he needed in himself and thereby was able to share it because he was living it. You know, when we embrace the future us, the new blueprint, if you will, that definite major purpose, that person who we are desiring to be, when we embrace it and enter into that person and are that person, the insight that comes from that is able to direct ourselves and others. So the word courage is amazing because that is a word that's been coming up, I believe, for several people. And it may be just this time of year. I don't know. But that word courage is something that we need to be, and then we can direct others into. So it was a very profound statement that he said, and you heard it because it was something that you desired to have more of. And I'm not saying, Paul, that you don't have courage. We all have courage. I just wrote this book that I was sharing about the bravery of a newborn baby. And you know your kids, how they started from birth. They had courage every day. They'd wake up and they'd start moving their limbs and they just continued. See, we had this from birth. We need to enter back into that courageous state, especially as adults when we've experienced the failures and the setbacks, right? What are those setbacks? Those are the opportunities in disguise. But what are they? They're the opportunity to choose not to look that way, but to look at the new blueprint. So I'm just encouraging all of us, you know, we need to just step in and believe that we all are already that whatever success, that wealthy person that established in a relationship, that man or woman who has a successful business. And then from that place, start calling forth those and those things that will come in behind to satisfy that demand. That's the surplus. So I just loved your message today, Paul, and I loved Anthony's message. He was right on, I believe, with everything he said. I just agree with him. Our mastermind is phenomenal, and I'm so excited. Bless you all. Back to you, Paul. I'm so happy. I want to hear everybody else's comments. Back to you.
We love you, Karen Elizabeth. You're awesome. Thank you so much for that. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Good morning, Paul. It's Sharon from New Jersey.
Hey, Sharon. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. You know, everything goes back to the mindset, Paul. This author is very skilled. First, he says to us, the person who has a match, the value of a match to you and the value of a match to another person depends on the plane of which he stands. Food for thought. Then he tells us that we should seek good in all, seek a fuller life, and then know that good things is destined for you and good things is also destined for others. And you have to want and you have to complete this. Then he says this profound statement. He says, faith is necessary. And he says, make sure you know that if you have any type of doubt, it cuts the connection just as if you are using a scissor. And then if you decide to put fear into the picture, again, he's telling us, you cut the connection again. And when you use affirmations that you don't really believe, again, you cut the connection. So the key word here is our mindset and having that absolute faith. That's my share.
Awesome share, Sharon. Thank you so much. Powerful words, aren't they? Sharon, thank you. All right, Star 6, who's next? Come on out. Thoughts, comments? Hey, happiness engineer. How's it going, man?
Oh, I'm always blessed and highly favored. How are you, my brother?
Doing awesome. Doing awesome. Thanks for asking.
Yes, I just wanted to continue to build off the great energy that's been coming in from Sharon, Cameron, Elizabeth. I think that was Anthony before then. You know, just I love Wallace D. Wattles, and he makes life very, very simple, you know, when you're actually following his ways. You know, stay happy and grateful and stay in love, you know, because really love has no fear. So the more time you spend in love, if whatever you're doing, like some of you guys are in the home business profession, some of us are in other professions, you know, whatever you're doing, you should have a true love for it because love has no fear. You know, God is love. So as we start to do more and spend more time in love, we can go through life without having to worry, without having to have those doubts, because the challenges are part of the love. The challenges are part of the stretch that allow us to grow. The challenges are just part of the blessing, because if we don't have those, we'll never know what the rejoiceful times are or the time for relaxation or recreation should truly be. You know, we get to recreate or recreate because we spend time enjoying the challenges. And it's just truly what you accept. So accept it as love. Do more loving things, and things will be bestowed upon you based on that love. Paul is being blessed over and over for the love that he shows us on this call. because this isn't something that he charges you for. This is something that he does out of love. So no matter how much money he ever has, he has the blessing of all of us loving him. So, I mean, love more, do more, and please enjoy this day. Love you guys.
Great thoughts, Pass. And I'll tell you what, that is a rich, rich, rich blessing right there to have love of other people. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that.
Jesse from New York.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, family and Paul. What, as always, such terrific topics. I had to start writing down what I was thinking as everyone was talking or as you were talking and reading, because there were so many wonderful nuggets that are so powerful. And, wow, regarding the events that you talked about and what your mentor said with regard to courage and that is kind of tough love, in order for us to kind of wake people up a bit, because it kind of goes back maybe a little bit to enabling them to stay stuck in their cages. And that's really what they're in. They're this box that they can't get out of. And they need something to jostle them. And we need to have that tough love to bring to their awareness that if they're not going to do a little bit more, they're never going to get to where they want to be. And you're right. I mean, it was so clear. It didn't, you know, we just kind of in our own world and, you know, in our own business and in our own events. But there isn't any business out there that doesn't have an event. Even mom and pop, don't they get together and have a meeting every once in a while all together so everyone can kind of maybe mastermind or whatever it is that they need to do? So I thought that was just so powerful, and I want to replay that to get it down exactly as you stated it, because I do want to blast that out to my team members, because that's so important. The chapter that we read and about competition, you know, I know that, you know, we don't want to be competing against each other, and it's all about our doing our best. But what really was powerful and what I got out of it is there is enough for everyone. So, you know, we're not needing to compete against anything or anyone or a fear of not having enough, because there's plenty. And when we think in that term, we're thinking of the kingdom as opposed to our own little world or our own little kingdom. And I thought, wow, that is just simply amazing. And it's kind of like a lot of little, you know, nuggets or light bulbs and, like, you know, the 4th of July going off in my head. And it is just spectacular. And I'm so grateful for many times when I'm in these calls and hearing the masterminds, is we have all these understandings, but then for some reason, and again, it's maybe where you are at the moment, they all kind of get weaved together and just become more solid and adding to your confidence and in your knowing, because in competition and knowing that there is more than enough and you don't have to have a fear, that gives everyone the hope that, and the confidence that they're on the right track and just keep moving forward. So as you might feel that I'm very excited about this today, and I'm very, very excited about my future and our future and our lives all together here, I'm grateful. And I give it back to you, Paul. Thanks so much.
You're awesome, Jesse. Appreciate those beautiful thoughts and words. Just
thank
smiling
you.
From ear to ear, hearing you speak. Thank you for that. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Oh, this is Marion.
Hey, Marion. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Thinking Grow Rich family. I just wanted to touch base on the events as well that you mentioned earlier. I think events are totally detrimental. They are very, very important for your business. I'm very new into network marketing and only been in it for like a year. And to be honest with you, if it wouldn't be for the events, I don't know, .. It will give you fuel. It recharges the batteries. for your business, and it gives you cushioned seatbelt for the roller coasters that everybody is going through. So listen to your mentor and listen to your sponsors. Go to the events and have everybody have a blessed day.
Hey, thanks, Miriam. Great thoughts. So true. Appreciate that. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul. Good morning to Siv from California.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, man. You know what really spoke out to me today was when you started the call and you said something in the realm of excuses and results don't exist at the same time. You know what? I think what really transformed me and my business, you know, is when I really made a decision, right? When I really made that decision to master my own domain and really just take myself away from the equation and really just continuously, unconditionally love humanity and give them the light and just do it in a way where I'm always progressing, right? Because that's what success is. It's about getting to the next level, and you can't really progress in life if you're going to let go of the things that are actually challenging you to develop your mental altitude as well as develop your mental and your skill set, right? So you have to progress through those things and appreciate them because the challenges are there for you rather than they are to just bring you down. They're there to actually develop your mental muscle. I think that's really, really key. You just have to decide to actually take action and let the excuses be the things that actually guide you forward rather than the things that stop you. So that really spoke out to me, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. Hey, great thoughts. Appreciate that. Thanks for sharing that with us. And your name's Sid, is that right?
It's Sivalai Kundabus.
All right. I may have to have you spell that for me. Sorry.
My close friend call me Siv.
Sid, okay. All right. Awesome. Appreciate that. Good stuff. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Ainsley from Connecticut.
Ainsley, hey man, how's it going?
All right, Paul, how you doing? Thank you, Rich family. Oh man, I'm doing great actually. Snowed in right now. I got about a foot of snow. Still got some more snow coming down to be able to get out. But I definitely love the things you talk about, especially about getting to the event and taking that initiative. Because a lot of us, especially with me, sometimes you get lazy, you get distracted. And to have that mentor, to have that courage to, like, you know, give you that extra kick in your butt. Like, you know, you got to make it to the day. You got to take some more action. And it all comes down to once again, taking that action, visualizing, having that vision in your head. You know, like, I'm so grateful for this call. Like, I know every time I come out and speak on this call, I always talk about how grateful I am because it gives me such a great mindset. And just to hear from everybody and getting different advices and different techniques and things like, you know, waking up extra early, if you can, you know, to meditate and have that vision, visualizing how you want your day to be or visualize how you want your next 3 months to be, because it gives you more of a relief, you know, instead of going out through the day all stressed out, like, oh, what I got to do next, just, you know, you're kind of frustrated. But if you wake up early in the morning, you start to visualize, you start to see how your day want to be, and you get in your mind, it, you know, that's what I want. So after I visualize, I have to take down action. You have to visualize, you take down the steps that you got to take, and you just go out and do it. And once you get around to these events, you get around with these people that you mastermind, it's just a great feeling. I just want to thank everybody again on this call. I want to thank you, Paul, because you've done such a great thing, man. Even the training and stuff the other day, oh, man, I just want to thank you. And thank you and everybody else. Thanks.
Thank you, Ainsley. Great thoughts, man. Appreciate you. Good stuff. Anyone else? We got 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left. I'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Paul. This is Steve, the Soaring Eagle.
And what is up, man? Hey, good to hear you. It's been forever.
I'm doing great. How are you, brother?
Doing good. How's the family?
They're all wonderful. I had one quick, well, funny story. I got on this morning. I was like, man, I'm going to be able to listen to it live, and jumped on the call. Listen, great call. I go to, like, when I was listening, I was trying to tell Mahira my name, but she wasn't listening to me, you know, and I was like, man, you know, I'm not getting through or something. Then about 10 minutes left in the call, and I try to make a comment because it was such a great call, and I hit star 6, and it jumped me ahead a minute. So I was calling into the replay from yesterday. Sorry, man. But I jumped on the live call just to tell you, because this applies to yesterday's. But as we keep our goals in front of us while our planning our daily to-do list, it helps us to stay focused on where we're going. So as I'm making my daily to-do list, I think that RAS system, seeing exactly what, you know, our mind picking out what we need, it helps me to stay focused. And I set my daily to-do list better when I'm focused on my major definite purpose, when I'm focused on my major goals that I have set out in front of me, so that I'm not doing things that aren't getting me where I want to go. And, Paul, it's a great call. Thanks so much, and I love you guys all.
Oh, awesome. Did I lose everybody? That's so weird. Hold on. All right. Hey, sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulty. But hey, Steve, love you, man. Great to hear your voice. Appreciate you being on the call, recorded and live. Either one is great. And everyone, thank you for being here. Thank you for believing in freedom. Get out there, make it a fantastic day. Love you guys. We'll see you all back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now. Have a good one, guys.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.